So, Rabosa, I want to review with you the sugya that we started, because it was more or less Torah Sheval Peh. Now, Baruch Hashem, the machine seems to be working, at least as of 5 minutes ago. It has no Cheskes Chaim. Mm. The Mishnah in Ksubis gives us a whole list of Elu Yotzos below Ksuba, and the list is divided into two categories. We're only interested in the first category. That's called Overes Al Das Moshe. And within that category, the Mishnah gives a number of examples. Number one, Machiloso She'eno Me'usar. We're going to soon see that after the Gemara goes back and forth to try to figure out exactly what happened over here, because the premise is going to be that we know for sure that she fed him Tevel, because if we don't know for sure, then we would not be mafsid ho the ksuba based on a sofek. It's got to be vada. She has a cheskas ksuba. And not only that, we have to also establish the case in such a way that he, the Baal, was not guilty of the same crime, because if he willingly ate the tevel, we'll soon see that that's not overes al das Moshe, because overes al das Moshe means that she tripped him up. He was guiltless. He relied on her. But if he had personal knowledge that it was tevel and he went ahead and he ate it, so he's as guilty as she is. That's not the case of Overes Al Das. Overes Al Das means A, that we have no doubt that she was machshel him. B, he himself was unaware of it. But C, we can establish, and the question is exactly how, that she fed him tevel. Then we have the second case, which is Mishamashto Nida, that she had relations with him again. You know, he was not aware of it, and she was a Nida. Once again, we're going to have to go through the whole scenario to figure out exactly what happened. How do we know, A, that she was a Nida? How do we know, B, that he didn't know that she was a Nida? And all this has to be established with great certainty, because otherwise she doesn't lose her ksuba. One of the issues that I want to touch on today is the Rush. The Rush here in Perek HaMadir, here in Ksubas Ayin Beis, wants to know what would be if she tried to trip him up, but she was unsuccessful. At the last minute, somehow miraculously, he decided not to eat the food, and then they clarified that the food was indeed tevel. She tried to be machshel him. Is it enough that she made an attempt, or it has to be a successful attempt? So let's go to the Gemara now, because that's where we're going to focus our attention. Machiloso she'eno me'usar heichidam. What's the case? Idiyada, if he knew about it, nifrosh, then he's responsible to be poresh and he shouldn't have eaten it. Notice the Gemara is assuming here that he ate it. And did he know about it? Did he not know about it? Well, if he did know about it, then once again, he's guilty of the same crime as her, so there's no reason why she should lose out. And therefore, by process of elimination, we have to assume that the scenario is such that he was unaware of the fact that it was a tevel situation. So he inadvertently, based on her, relied on her, and therefore he violated the Issa tevel. She was machshel him. But now you have to clarify, well, how do we know that it was tevel? Lo tzricha, the Gemara says, the Amra lay, she said to him, Ploni Kohen Tiken Li Esakri. So and so a Kohen came down and he was Mafris Trumas of Maisers. What happens is that in the granary there, you know, in the Goren, what happens is the Kohenim come around to try to collect Truma, if anyone will be magnanimous enough to give them a Truma. And very often, the owners of the produce will turn to the Kohen and say, look, do me a favor, you do that Frasha. Even today, it's not so simple, you know, we hire mashgichim and so forth, you have to have pruta chamura, all the dinim. So the Kohen is a very available rabbi. Some of you may be able to relate to this. They used to have, in the old days, I don't know if it still exists, in the cemeteries, you know, you'd have Jewish families that came for a hakamas ha-matzeva, but they didn't know beans about what to do exactly. So there used to be rabbis that used to float around. I don't know if they were always rabbis, but anyway, who would float around with the black book, you know, and they said, oh, you know, for $100, we'll do the unveiling. You know, so you need someone to be mafresh the truma semai. So the kohen is a good scapegoat. So you know, say to the kohen, look, you help me out, I'll help you out. You know, you be mafresh, make sure all the trumas and mices are removed, and I'll give you my truma. So she says that this kri was misukan by the kohen and kohen ploni. You know, emphasize that word ploni, because she's actually saying it was Joe Cohen. Because later on we're going to see that Joe Cohen is going to deny the whole story. And she points her finger at Joe Cohen and says he was massacring the kri, okay? And the husband, you know, innocently relied on her because ein echanem bisurin. He went ahead and he ate from this food that she served him, claiming that it was already mesukan. And now the question is, how do we know that she lied to him? So the Gemara adds two important words that you should underline, and that is the azil shaile. We'll see the Ramban is going to make a big deal about those two words. Azil shaile means they went ahead and they asked the Kohen, and they tried to verify whether or not indeed this Kohen was mafresh, the Trumas of Maestris. Vishtakach, and it turns out Shikra, that the whole thing was a lie. And the Kohen denies that he ever did such a thing. So for some reason, again, we don't know exactly why, the Kohen is believed to establish with certainty that there was never a Fashas Trumas of Maestris. She was Machil, her husband, Tevel. And therefore she loses her ksuba. Mishamashto nida hechidomi. Now the Gemara is sort of like a recap of the same kind of deliberation back and forth. Idi yadava, if he knew she was a nida, in other words, she told him that she was a nida, then if he had beer with her, he's guilty of the same crime. Nifrash, he also should be porish. And therefore we have to assume delo yada, he doesn't know about it. So nismachale. The Torah says v'safra la, and we believe her to say that she is tahora. Why then should we have even a havamina that she was machshel him mishamashto nida? The Amram Chanina bar Kano mishmua minayin l'nida shesefers liatzma. Nobody has to know about it. She can come forward and say, "I am tahora shenemar v'safra la shivas yamim," etc., etc. And the Gemara answers, "Lo tzricha." What's the case? The Amro le ploni chacham tir li asadam. I took the dam and he was mitar me. The azel shaili, again emphasize those two words. We go now and we check her. We try to verify, is she telling the truth? And we go back to the chacham, because again she identifies who the chacham is. Rabbi so and so. The yistaka shikra, and she's lying. And then she went ahead and she was machshel him with an isa karis, an isa nida. Then Yotzeis below Ksuba, as the mission establishes, she is a violator of Das Moshe V'Yehudis. Now, the Rush is divided up into a number of parts. The first part of the Rush is a little bit less significant for us. He goes through the Mishnah and all the cases of the Mishnah. And then, at the end of this first paragraph, he writes that im hi haisa overis b'shar averos. What if she herself violated an aver? She wasn't machshel him in an avera. Kigon shehi atzma ochla dover isur lo efsida ksuba. You know, she has to get a mashpia, you know, do tshuva, but she's not going to lose her ksuba. The losing of the ksuba is only, says the Rush, when she is machshel him in an iser.
Because if she did it, doesn't matter.
Again, we're going to have to take measures to make sure that she straightens herself out as far as Kiyum HaTorah is concerned, but she's not going to be mafsid her ksuba. Now we're up to the second paragraph. In the second paragraph, the Rush is going to address the following question that I indicated before. What happens if she attempted to be machshel him, but at the end her efforts were not successful? Something foiled her efforts. So the Rush quotes that Gemara, Hechi Domi Idi Yada Nifrosh. The Gemara says if he knew about it, then he's guilty of the same crime. So the Mishnah could not be talking about a case where he knew about the Isur. Frek the Rosh, I don't understand. V'im tomar in vada yoda. Let's assume he knew about it. V'pireish, he's a tzaddik, he didn't eat the thing. But so what? He also wrote to l'achilo. She wanted to be machil him. She pawned it off as if it was chulin. You know, it was heter. It was mesukan. Shalo haisa svura shehu yodea. She thought she would fool him, pull the wool over his eyes. She didn't know that he knew it was tevel and he would be poresh. So she did everything that she could to be machil him. And unbeknown to her, he was poresh because he knew about it. But she told him it's all fine. And we know she's lying through her teeth. Is Hilkach, therefore, Yotzia Balok Suva? Since she tried, I mean, again, who cares whether she succeeded and he actually ate Tevel? That should be irrelevant. This woman is, is trying to violate, to trip up her husband.
It's like she tried to kill him, but she didn't. But she still tried.
Right. So that should be enough to incur this punishment that she has to be divorced without a ksuba. And the reason for that is ki tachilenu pam acheres, next time she will succeed, kishaloya, then he doesn't know. V'ein lomer didayik miniktani, maybe the answer to my question is that the Gemara read the Mishnah very meticulously, and it says machiloso shein amu'uso, which means he actually ate the food that was tevel. He says that's not going to work out because of the next case where it says kotzalo chala, and that's not a case where he actually ate, the truma. So we're up to v'yesh lomar, which is in the middle of the fourth line in this paragraph. The rotzasol lachila v'lo ochal, says the Rush. You see from this Gemara that if she attempted but she wasn't successful in being machshil him, ain't a yotze b'lo ksuba. Why not? Demotzis Amra, she could claim Misacheches Hayisi Becha. I really never went to follow, I wasn't going to follow through with this to the very last moment when he chews up the food. Kshayisa Balechal, at the last moment when you're ready to eat it, Hayisi Monacha, I would prevent you from eating it. So she has a tinus ptur as long as he didn't eat it. Now, if she watches him chew it and swallow it, then you know that she was machsheles oso. But if he didn't eat it at the end, she could always claim, "Well, I was gonna let this go until the very last minute." And yeah, I wouldn't say that she deserves, the wife of the year award here for what she was doing. But at the end of the day, she claims she wasn't going to be machshel. All right, that's going to be taken up by the Shulchan Aruch. If you want to take a fast forward on this, you can take a look quickly on page 2, and you'll see the third source up from the bottom is the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Ksuvos. That's in Eben Ezer. And in the last line and a half, he says, "Vidafka shehichshilasa v'achal pia." So when do all these dinim that we saw before, they only apply if at the end of the day he ate the tevel? Aval imratzasa lahachilo dvar iser. If she had an intention, it was an attempted crime, but she never succeeded. Lo ivdak subasa. Now, there's no question in my mind that the Shulchan Aruch is codifying the Rush, but the Rush gives a little explanation to this. He says that she claims that she was misachekes, and at the end of the day, she would have stopped him. When you look at the Mechaber, I'm not sure if you get that impression. He says, "Aval imrotz solachilo is lo ibda." He doesn't say that because she really didn't want to. I don't know. In any event, that's one. But we want to focus our attention on the rest of the Rush. Now again, we're on line 5 in this paragraph. And towards the end of that line it says, V'i delo yada, mino yada, lo tzricha diomale ploni tiken li esakriya zeh, v'azel shayli v'shtakach shikra. Now at this point, the Rosh is going to answer the following question. Well, how do we know that what she said was a lie? And we, very naively, from the Rosh's perspective, took the words Vishtakach Shikra, you know, Aizel Vishaila Vishtakach Shikra, we took that phrase literally, that we went back to the Kohen or to the Chacham, and he denied it.
And he's believed.
But the Rosh is not on that page. Ka'amar B'Yushalmi, the Yushalmi fills in the missing blank as to how do we establish with certainty that she was machshel him and she lied. Kulu B'Eidim, all the cases of Overes al Das Yehudis, which is Yotza Velok Suba, they're all cases where there are Eidim who establish the certainty of her being machshel him. Ploni Iserli, Ploni Ra Kismi, Ploni Kitzetz Lichalasi, Ploni Hitil Nidri, Bodkim Kulon Velo Mishtachin. We don't find it to be true. But Bodkim Kulon, how? B'Eidim. Now, at this point, the Rosh embellishes the Yerushalmi. He says, Mashma, the Ein HaMesaken. I would put the word Mesaken in quotation marks. No, it's the so-called, the accused Mesaken. You know, that so-called, that Kohen that she claims, who fixed up. Ein HaMesaken Nemar Lo Tikanti Lo. The Yerushalmi goes out of his way to say that to establish with certainty that this was Tevel, we cannot rely on the Mesaken, on this Kohen. We need two Eidim. Kulu B'Eidim, says the Yerushalmi. Im hi makhishasa, because she's contradicting this Kohen, so it's her word against his. We don't know who to believe. That cannot establish with certainty that she lied. You've got to have two Eidim. Umilsa de mistaberhu. What do you say, Yisrael?
To Eidim to what?
Oh, so now he's going to flesh it out. What exactly did the Eidim testify? But before we get to that, just underline the next few words. These are very critical words in the Rosh. The mistaber who heich yafkia mama on beit echad. Just underline those words.
You already did.
Oh, I did it with a pencil, but you have a highlight, John. So you know, highlight is even more. You know, I got to get my special glasses for that. You know, when I look at that highlight, it's just like, does that light up in the dark?
It does.
Are you serious? It does. I was joking. So the yisod here of the Rosh, that's his premise, that in order to force her or to punish her and have a lose her ksuba, you need two eidim. Nothing less than two eidim will do, because that's called hafkas mama. Even though, again, you might argue she's not holding on to the Masayim Zuz, it's not in her bank account, it's in his bank account. But since the Chachamim established that she has rights to collect that Masayim Zuz, and she has a shtar ksuba to that effect, the proof that would undermine and invalidate that claim, that ksuba, would have to be no less than two eidim. And therefore the Yishalmi is very logical. Ela eidim tzarf. And now you throw the question is, what exactly did the Eidim testify? So this is going to be very fascinating, because what we're going to need really is two pairs of Eidim, or alternatively one pair of Eidim who could testify on two different issues. Kigon, Sha'amra, she claims Ploni Tikein B'Osa Shah, the act of Hafrasha on the part of Mr. Cohen, Joe Cohen, took place at a certain hour in a certain place. This is reminiscent of the first parak of Masech the Makis, Eidim Zomim, Eidu Eidim Shemosa Shah, Lohaya Ploni Meir. He was with us, you know, in the Catskill Mountains. He couldn't have been in the city of New York. Oh, alternatively, Eidim could say, where am I? Oh, Im Habal Omer. He amroli shaploni tikin la. Oh, now the Rosh says we need another testimony. It's not just enough to testify that Kohen or that Chacham was out of the city at that hour, because she could still wiggle her way out of it despite the Eidah. She could say, I never said that it was Masukon. I never said that he was Matarmi. So the husband is the one who's telling us that she said Ploni Tiken Li. He omers lo amarti lo. I never said it. Ein abal nemon im lo shia v'edim sha'amra lo. So now we need two pairs of Edom, or it could theoretically be the same pair, but one pair of Edom is going to testify that she made this statement, this declaration, that Ploni Tiken Li Esakri. And then we have another pair of Edom, again it could be the same, who testify that also Ploni, that particular Kohen, was outside the city at that hour, and therefore he couldn't have possibly been misaki in the Kri. And now the Russian is going to repeat the same thing with regard to the next case of Mishamashto Nido Hefidomi, either Yodah Nifrosh, either Lo Yodah Nismach Iluye, we should rely on her. And therefore he says that it's going to be after case where she says the Amrali, this is three lines above the end of the paragraph, the Amrali Ploni Chacham Tilius Akesem, Vishaili Vishtakach Shikra, which according to Yerushalmi means, what does it mean, Ishtakach Shikra Bir Edim? And again, we have two Edim that testify that she made this claim that this Chacham was Metaris Adam, and we have two Edim that say that we know that that Chacham was not in the city on that day, and therefore she loses Haksuma. Now the Ran is very, very important, because the Rush makes no mention of anyone who says that the Kohen himself or the Chacham himself would be believed. The Rush makes a big deal that we cannot possibly rely on the testimony of the Kohen. It's his word against hers. And to be Mafkia Haksuma, you need two Edim. The Rush doesn't question that premise. The Ran is going to question that very premise. And what he's going to do is, he's going to present the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ramban on this very point. First he starts by quoting the Rashba. And he writes, Uda Amrinon, Kigon de Kaomra, Ish Ploni Kohen, Tikin Le Sakri Ploni Chacham Tir Le Sadam, Kida Amra Hachi Bi Edim. And this is, again, all predicated on the Yerushalmi that we saw quoted in the Rush. The Oso Plokin, Be Adam the Oso Ploni Tikein La Esakri Ubidishaile Be Adam. And we ask the Adam, and they clarify that no way, no how, this Chacham was not Metayer the Kri, or this Kohen was not Metakin the Kri. For Rashba's Al Kosav, Gamkin Kosav, the Alpi Kohen, Vachacham Levad, the Simana online, Einam Afsedis Ksubasa, the Eid Echadu. We need the absolute evidence, the clarification of the first highest level, first order, we'll call it, of two Edim, in order to establish that she definitely lied and she loses her ksuba. El dafka b'sha'omra ish ploni tikein v'tir b'lyom ploni v'yasu Edim v'yomru imanu haya b'makom ploni o lo zazi adenu mitok yada v'lo tikein. We were chained down to him for the entire day, for 24 hours, and he didn't do anything with your truma. Avol, al piak choshes hakoin biatzmo, einam afsedes ksubasa. She will not forfeit a ksuba based on the hakchosha of the Kohen himself, because the Kohen has only the status of one aid. He's contradicting her word, and it's his word against hers. But please underline those words, Einam afsedes ksubasa, the eid echad, who bishami nami furish hachi, the garsinos mekul bi eidim, etc., etc. And here we get to page 2. Aval. Now, John, if you have a different colored highlight that's even more profound than the yellow one, I don't know, or you could add a pen or something, please underline that word aval. Because what's the significance of the word aval? If you quote a Rishon, and then you write aval, and you quote a second Rishon, what does the word aval indicate?
First,
that there's a contradiction. A machlokas, right? A contradiction. And I emphasize that because the Beis Yosef in the next paragraph is going to try to make harmony and peace between the Rashba and the Ramban that we're about to see. Because the Ramban is going to give all the credence and credibility to the Kohen, or to the Chacham. And with all the respect to the Beis Yosef, and it's very nice that he's going to try to reconcile the Ramban and the Rashba, I just want to point out that the word Aval in the Ran is indicative that the Ran clearly understood that there's a machlokas here. So, whereas the Beis Yosef can try to whittle this down in such a way that the Rashba is talking about one thing, the Ramban is talking about another thing. Chadomar hachi v'chadomar hachi v'lo pligi chadomar chadu v'chadomar. That's not. I don't think that that's viable in the Ran. Again, the Beis Yosef is entitled to his peacemaking, but I don't think that's the Ran. And I built myself a lot on that word Aval. Aval midivrei Ramban zal nireh. In contrast to everything that we've been saying in the name of the Rashba, shakoch hakohen v'achocham neman. That we give absolute credence to the Kohen or the Chacham to deny what she claims. And the Ramban, Kosav Beperek Shavuos HaEdus, now that's the fourth Perek of Shavuos, that's a case of what we call Eid Mipi Eid. The Gemara establishes that for Misas HaBaal, if she... the wife claims, you know, she wants to get remarried, she claims that she heard from so-and-so, from Plony, that Mace Bailech, that I saw your husband, he was dead, come back from a war, whatever it is. So even though Eid Mipi Eid in general is not relied upon, but here in Aguna, Mishum Aguna, they relied upon Eid Mipi Eid. Now, says the Gemara, if that original Eid comes into Beznin and denies the whole story, I never said Plony, your husband died, then the Gemara establishes that he's believed, and she who quoted this aid is not believed at all. Says the Ramban, same thing here. She's quoting Plony that he was metair as you know, Cohen was metair as a kri, or Plony Chacham was metair as Adam. Comes the Cohen and he says, I never said it. The Kohen is believed. And the Ramban proves it from the case of Eid Mipi Eid. He says the following. Kidamrina b'ksubis ploni tir lias hakesem, ozol shay li v'shtakach shikra, alma afagav de'i mehemna, even though initially she was believed to say that this is Mesukan, or I am Tahora, but kevin shiomer b'shem ploni, she doesn't know beans about it, she's only relying on what he said. The Shaili Vyomer the Shikru, and we went back to ask him, and he says the whole thing is a bluff. Is there for Lo Mehemna? She just forfeited her nemanis, her credibility. The Lomatz is Lememer Shtakach Shikra Alpi Eidim, says Ramban. Don't interpret it the way the Rashba is going to interpret it, the way the Yerushalmi indicates that it was Alpi Eidim. Because let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'azal Shaili. We went back to the Kohen and we asked them. V'chein adin b'chol eid mipi eid. In Baha Echad v'kafar, if the original eid that's being quoted here by somebody else denies it, Ein Hasheni, Homer b'shmo, Neman. It's like, you know, people quote other people. All sorts of quotes. You know, with my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, everybody quotes him on something. You know, he allowed this, he allowed that, you know. And then you go back to the Rav and he says, I never said such a thing. You know, he denies it. In the Shir, it used to happen a lot. You know, somebody would say, Rebbe, last time we learned this sugi, you said so and so. I never said it. Which might mean one of two things, that he never said it, or I said it, but yes, don't pay any attention to it. So basically the Ramban is saying that if you come forward with a testimony based on what you heard from so-and-so, so you claim, that so-and-so is believed to deny the whole testimony. I never said it. That's called Eid Mipi Eid. And here too, in the case where she says that Ploni told me that this is kosher and this is tar, then Ploni, so that's Ed Mipiet, and Ploni denies it, then he's believed. Now keep in mind that the Ramban is talking about our sugya in Ksuvis. Am I correct? You know, he's equating the sugya in Shavuos with our sugya in Ksuvis. What's the subject of our sugya in Ksuvis? My nafkamina, when she lies, my nafkamina, she loses her ksuva. Right, it's dinim ominous. So this whole business that we saw in the Rush, that you cannot be mafkia mamon without two edim, the Ramban is denying it. The Ramban says that we have absolute certainty that she told a fib, she was machshel him in an iser chomer of tevel or nida. And how do we know that? Forget about edim. We don't need edim, says the Ramban. We're going to rely on the denial of the kohen, of the chacham. The Ramban is clearly understanding that once the kohen and the chacham deny it, that's going to be mafkia mamon. She loses her ksuba. And the reason I emphasize this is because we're about to embark on the Beis Yosef, and he's going to try to, you know, patch things up. You know, everybody's on board here. Everybody, they're talking about two different things. Says the Beis Yosef, Beperek Hamadir, Muki, Hadesnan, Meshamashto Nida, Yotzev Eloksuvi, that mean the Amral, she said to him, Ploni Chacham, Teal is a Kesvish Takach Shikr, because of Iran, Shabi Divre Ramban. It's very interesting that the Beis Yosef at this point skips the whole discussion of the Rashba. The Ran started with the Rashba. You know, you get the impression that the Ran was very, very excited about the Rashba, because how can you be mafkia mamon based on his, the Chacham's, denial? You need to aid him for that. The Beis Yosef immediately jumps fast forward to the Ramban. That's how he starts his presentation. And the Ran quotes the Ramban, Nire Shachacham Neman. And Rabbo said, what does that mean, Neman, the way we understood the Ramban, the Ran, in quoting the Ramban? Neman means what? Lafsida Ksubasa. Is everybody on board with that? The reason I emphasize that is because take a look at the next few words. He says, V'chein Kasav Rabbeinu Yerucham B'shem Ramban. So I'm assuming that whatever Rabbeinu Yerucham is going to tell us in the name of the Ramban is identical with what we understood in the name of the Ramban, just that we're getting it straight from Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the Rishonim. And what's he quoting from the Ramban? Shachacham Neman. And take a look at the next two words, and this again you have to double emphasize here, V'hit Me'ah. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham's version of the Ramban, did the Ramban say a word about Ksuba?
No.
All he said was he tmeya. No, that she wants to claim that I'm Tahora. Why am I Tahora? There was Dam. The answer is that the Chacham, Ploni Almoni Chacham, Rabbi so and so, was entirely a Saddam. Well, the Chacham tells you, sorry, but it's not so. So obviously she's tmeya neither. But notice that in Rabbeinu Yerucham's transmission of the Ramban, he doesn't say the Iker Chiddush here, because all the Rishonim are yelling and screaming, how can you be mafkia from the Ksum from Mammon without two Eidim? And in Rabbeinu Yerucham's formulation, that was completely omitted. Not a word. He doesn't whisper a word about the Ksuma. All he's talking about is the Iser Tuma. Based on this, the Ran is going to try to make peace and harmony between the Rashba and the Ramban, v'yafal b'shekos of Aran b'shem Arashba, she'ein ha'chacham neman, that the Chacham is not believed, that's the Rashba Shita, because it's his word against hers. Hasam b'mayaskinon, what's the case of the Rashba? B'da'asu eidim v'amru imanem ha'isa b'makam ploni, v'nira hainu le'inyin hefseid ksuba. That's what the Rashba means, that we can't believe the Chacham more than we believe her. Eino bedinshi afsidena, with a matik hey, she should lose her ksuba p'yed echad. Avolach zika bituma modeh ha-rashba. We should certainly believe and rely on the Chacham that she's Tmeya. After all, the Chacham says, yeah, I saw the Dam and it was Tmeya. So, he's the last word here as far as her status is as being Tmeya. If you're very meticulous about reading the Rashba, you'll see that the reason why the Rashba rejected, so to speak, the Ramban, meaning we can't believe him, is because we're talking about Ksuba. But the Ramban never argued with that. Because in this version of the Ramban was only talking about Issa Tumul Abayla. So the Beis Yosef makes peace over here. The Ramban is talking about one thing, the Rashba is talking about another thing, and they both agree. The Ramban will agree to the Rashba, the Rashba will agree to the Ramban. The Ramban will have to agree to the Rashba that in order to be mafsid on the ksuba, that's one, we need to aid, nothing less will do. Is Mamela, we can no longer raise the kasha. How can the Ramban say that we believe the Kohen when the Yushalmi says explicitly the Kulu B'Aid? Then the answer is Yushalmi is talking about Hefsek Ksuba. And for Hefsek Ksuba and Achinami, we need to aid them, and the Ramban is on board with the Rashba. Now you'll ask me, what about Tumul Abayla? The Ramban says that for that we can certainly rely on the Chacham. And the Rashba never denied that, so the Rashba is on board with the Ramban. It's the Elu ve'elu divrei kimchai. There's no shalom al Yisrael. There's no plukta here. That's fine. Very creative, and it's a nice kind of thing. Since we're mentioning a kohen here, but that's not the Ran. I don't think the Ran meant it. The Ran understood in the Ramban that the Ramban went as far as saying that our sugya in ksubas will rely on the denial of the Chacham to establish with certainty that she was Machshel him in Tevel. And the same is true for the Chacham in Nida. And the repercussions of that are the Hefsek Ksuba. So don't tell me that the Ramban is and the Rashba are like-minded. The Rashba would never, ever entertain the possibility that the Kohen would be believed to be mafsid on the ksuba. That's dini momentus ein mafkir moment al pi ein echad al pi shnei eidim. But the Beis Yosef wants to make peace over. Now, the odd thing about this whole business is that the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch completely omits this whole paragraph. He doesn't whisper a word about our discussion. But who picked it up? The Ramah. So that you'll see, the Ramah says, "Amra ploni chacham tirli kesem, v'chacham omer shi mshakeres, ha'chacham neman." Now let's stop for a moment, take a deep breath. The chacham himself is believed. Who does that sound like? In the machlok shin, the way the Ran formulated machlok shin, the Rashba and the Ramban, who does that sound like? Ha'chacham neman, like the Ramban. Yeah, but now he adds Utmeahi, Rabbi Yerucham's version of the Ramban, or if you will, the Beis Yosef's version of the Ramban, that the Ramban did not go as far crossing all red lines and believing the Kohen to be mafsid on the ksuba. That far the Ramban never went, but only to establish his Tmeya, which is intuitively logical, because if the Kohen or the Chacham says it's Asur, it's Tameh, then for sure that's the way to go. And the Taz amplifies this, because the Taz says, HaChacham Neman, right, he's quoting the Ramah, Nirali, Dafka HaChacham Atzmo. Okay, now, as you'll see as the story unfolds, we're talking about Tumul Abayla. Who's going to be believed to say that she's Tmeya, and she's a Nida? Any Yatzim Fatzel off the street? She claims that she's Tahora. No one has the right to be Machish her. She's believed like two Eidim. But there's a special nemanis here on the Kohen or the Chacham, because the Chacham is the one who supposedly was mitire this dam, and the Chacham himself is saying, "Name, she's Tmeya." Says the Taz very beautifully. I give the Taz, he doesn't need my appellation here, but he deserves 5 stars for this. Says the Taz, "Dafka Chacham Atzmo came in. She's so mechas olam. She has no other source to be mitire herself other than this Chacham. Mishtakach shikra. This Chacham for sure was not matir her." And then we introduced the svara that the Chacham has a special level of nemanus here because he was the so-called metayer and he's denying it. Masha enkim ein haChacham lefaneinu. The Chacham went on a long boat to China. V'ed echad meid shaChacham osar lo. I was there when she asked the shaila, and I can testify that the Chacham said she's tmeya.
Nope.
Is Eino Nema? He has no special status in Nemanus. The Amrina Beperek Beis the Ksuvis Kol Malkum Shemina Torah Eidechad Arekan Shnayim. She's believed to say that she's Tahora by virtue of the Pasuk V'Safra law, and therefore the Torah elevated her to the status of two Eidim. We already saw this far, if you remember, in the Shev Shmaita, we discussed the case of a father who says, I was Makabel Kedusha for my daughter Vaktan, and then he wants to give an Amasla. The Shev Shmaita quotes the Chachmei Provence that there's no way, no how he can give an Amasla because he's believed like two Eidim, and Kevin Sheik and Shuvah Nechos Magid, Eidim don't have the option of giving an Amasla. Says the Taz, when somebody off the street says, well, I know that the Chacham was Metame, and she's saying, no, the Chacham was Metayer, it's his word against her. There, we don't pay any attention to this guy off the street because the Torah believes her. She has special, unique nemanus. And kol malkum shemini Torah leidechad arekan shnayim ein dvar shalechad malkum shnayim klu.
Is there a difference between if the eid echad, the makdish, gave his eid, I got to say this, based him, as opposed to her, if she did not give it, she didn't give it based him.
Well, there is such a sheet in the Chavas Das that Eid Echad has a Chal Shein Bezna. The Shev Shmait is very upset about that. Shev Shmait says in Eid Echad we never found any difference between inside Bezna or outside Bezna. So your argument might be true according to the Chavas Das, the Nesivas, that maybe in a case where she was outside Bezna, we don't apply the principle of Nemakishnai. But even if I would grant you that your premise is correct, it still is an eid echad hamukhash. I don't know which aid to believe. The guy off the street has no special credibility that the Torah believes it. She has credibility. So again, whether you want to say she's like two aidim, if she's outside of Bezdin, I don't know. But certainly the Torah relies on her and not on him. And if you want to equate them, then you're still left with a teku, you know, with a stalemate. And therefore, there's no way that she should become tmeil of Bailam. Gain hokinami ein osa eid nemel haachish osa shei kishnayim v'su gamle inyan znus ein echad nemon li osra. Let's say, for example, one aid would testify that she had a relationship with another man. She still is allowed to go back to her husband because the Torah doesn't believe one aid. Here too, basically what he's trying to do is saying that she was an overis al das moshe, therefore she's no longer allowed to live with her husband. He, the aid, is trying to be mafkia mitachas bailu, to be mafkia the ishus. For that you need two aidim. For who I didn't care nearly. So why is it that the chacham is believed? Kan, in this case, in this context, Hainu dafka linyan isur. Havalinyan maman, ki gom lafsidik subas, ein achachem neman yosem yishar, ein echad, keim mevur midibri arosh beperek hamat. So basically what we have here in the Taz is a further embellishment of what we saw in the Beis Yosef. That when we're talking about the chacham having special nemanus, we accept that, but that's only as far as Litama. As far as Ksuv is concerned, we need two Eidim, and nothing less than two Eidim will do. Is the Taz claiming that the Ramban is on board on this? I don't know. Again, the way we saw in the Beis Yosef, he's trying to say that the Ramban would also agree that as far as Hefsek Ksuva, the Kohen is not believed, we need two Eidim. Now, as I said at the outset, the Shulchan Aruch himself omits mention of this sugya in Yoredeya, but he does quote our sugya in Evan Ezer, in the laws of Ksuba. And if based on the Beis Yosef, if you had to guess, you know, without looking, what is the Mechaber going to paskin as far as the Nemanus of the Chacham is concerned, what do we expect in Eved Ezer? The Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin who's the one who's establishing that she's lying. What do you anticipate?
That she's lying. If the Gabi Ksuba you're talking about, or
well, no, that was going to be the answer to my question. Okay, so you gave me the answer. So obviously in Eved Ezer is Hilchus what? Hilchus Ksuba. So obviously we can anticipate, and if he says anything other than this, we're in deep trouble. He's going to fluke us up. That when she is now being accused and established with certainty that she was machshel him in nidus, it's going to be based on two eidim, right? Two eidim, because again, the Beis Yosef says that even the Ramban will require two eidim as far as hefsek suba. So if you take a look, he has elu yotzeis shelo b'ksuba, hoveres al das Moshe. The Yehudis, Ezi Das Moshe, Shechila, Es Baila Enim Usar, O Echad Mikol Yisur, Mishamashto Nida, Vinodilo Achakach, he finds out that for sure she did this terrible thing. Kigon, what are the cases? Sha'amra Ploni Chacham Tikenli Akri Hazeh, O Hitali Chaticha Zu, O Tir Li Adam Hazeh, Vinimtsa Shakronis. But how do you know that she's a Shakronis? It's very Rav Yosef Kairol Lishitos. He's very consistent. We need two edim. Kigon sheidu be osa shosh over ploni tikelos again. I also ploni be lo. I also ploni be ear. V'gam yesh edim. We need another pair of edim or the same pair to testify. She'amr lo shu mesukan, that she made that declaration that he told her that it was mesukan. B'shehu achlal pia, and the husband. She was machshel husband. He ate it. Avolim ain ate it. He kofer shelo achiloso. O shemakreshes shachocham amar lo shelo tikein. He omer she tikein lo. He's in all those cases. Then menis because we're talking about suba. So it comes out like this that the Rama in Yoredeya fills in the missing blank from the Mechaber in Eved Ezer. Meaning the Mechaber in Eved Ezer is only addressing the issue of Hefsek Ksuba. And here the Mechaber relies on nothing less than two Eidim. And that's what we saw in the Beis Yosef. And that's what we saw in all the Rishonim, that the Mafkiya Bavan, you need two Eidim. The Ramah is filling in the blanks as far as the Nemanis of the Chacham, but not Le'inyin Ksuba, but Le'inyin Isa Labaila, because that's Hilchas Nida. And the Chacham is believed to establish that she's a Nida. And she's Tmei Labaila.
But that, wouldn't that also result in not just that she's Nida, but by saying that when he's Bakusher, he's Osra Labala, period.
Because no, that's not so, because the only time a woman becomes Asura Labala is if she had a relationship with another man. The fact that she had a relationship with him beneath us, that doesn't Asura Labala. Ah, you'll say, but wait a minute, if you were believing the Kohen,
right,
that she's a Nida, then she had beer with him, and she was Mashto Nida, and therefore she should lose her Ksuba. The answer is Nain. We believe the Kohen as far as Iser is concerned. We don't believe the Kohen as far as Ksuba is concerned.
But he's only relates to that time of Nida. It doesn't refer to... He's not ushering her Labala forever.
Right, right.
She's Mashto.
She better bring a very good petek from the mikvah lady, you know, because you know, I would say the mikvah lady should get two eidim to sign on the petek, you know, because I don't trust this woman as far as you can throw an elephant. I mean, the chacham himself said I was metamiyin, and therefore she's established to be a nida, and that's how the Ramah codifies it in Hilchus Nida Kupehei. Aye, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchus Ksuba says that we don't believe the chacham. That's as far as Mammon is concerned, to be mafsid on the Ksuba.
Yeah, but how will she believe the next time that she says she's not a Nida?
That's a good question. In other words, once she lied once,
she lost,
has she forfeited on Nemanis? Well, so that's, I think, the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch, which I didn't get to yet.
Okay. Well,
all right. So now Rabosai.
He has to bear Ksuba.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Now Rabosai, I want to point out a few very interesting things. First of all, let's go back, don't lose your place, but let's go back to the Ran for a moment. Because there's one line at the end of the Ran that's a little bit ambiguous. And this line in the Ran is on the top of your page 2. And it's the last line. After he quotes the Ramban, now keep in mind, the Ran accused the Ramban of going very far with this, that the Kohen has Nemonus in the ultimate sense, even to be Mafsid of the Ksuvah, because after all, the Ramban is making his comment on our Sugyan Perek HaMadir about Overes al Das Yehudis Yotze Belo Ksuvah. Oh, but now we have a problem because of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says Kulon Beedit. How does the Ramban reconcile himself with the Yerushalmi? So I think that that's what the Ran is adding here in this last line. Having quoted the Ramban, and earlier had quoted the Rashba, who was standing on the shoulders of the Yerushalmi of Kula B'Edim, now the Ramban is out in the lurch. You know, he's out in the cold here. How do we reconcile the Ramban with the Yerushalmi? So the language here, the Ran, is quite ambiguous. He says, V'efshar, perhaps, the Maidi Amrinon, the Yerushalmi, quote, the Kulon B'edim, Lokoi Amai Dekomer Kohen. Now, when you say lo, it's not referring to this, you should add Ella, it's referring to that. You know, but he doesn't fill in the Ella here. So he leaves us sort of like hanging. But I think what he means is, if I can possibly take license to do so, you know, you'll have to judge whether you like it or not. I would say, Ella, Amai Dekomer Abal. That's how I would add it. In other words, I'm adding a whole chapter and verse here to the Ran. The Ran is saying that there are two scenarios that have to be addressed. One is Akasha between her and him, meaning between the wife and her husband, and another is Akasha between the wife and two Aden. Who's denying this whole story about Kohen Tir Liyasadam? And the answer is the following. The Yerushalmi says that two Edom are denying that story, because we know that so-and-so, this Kohen, was not in the city, right? The Ramban is saying that the Kohen himself is denying this story. And that makes it into an absolute contradiction, a head-on collision between the Yerushalmi and the Ramban. Then we're in trouble. Comes along the Ran, and he offers a third scenario, another hypothetical case, where the Kohen is not around, he's not to be found, and the Baal steps into the picture. And he says that the Kohen told me, or he says that you claimed that the Kohen said it, and the Kohen told me he didn't say it in the whole bit. And she denies it. Either she denies ever saying it to begin with, I never said that I'm Tahora, based on this Kohen. Or she says the Kohen did tell me it's Mutter, or the Chacham did tell me it's Tahor. And he's saying not. That's not the case of the Ramban. The Ramban is talking about a case where who's being Makrisha? Not the Baal, but the Kohen himself. Oh. So I think the Ran is saying the following, that when the Yerushalmi requires two Edom according to the Ramban, that's not a case where Har HaKosha comes through the Kohen, because the Ramban insists that if the Kohen is Makrisha, the Kohen is believed, I don't need two Edom, but rather the Yerushalmi is emphasizing that if the Kohen is not available for questioning, and all we have is HaKosha the Baal, then the Yerushalmi says we have no reason to believe the Baal over the Isha, and therefore we need two Edom. Now, what would be in the case of the Baal who's Makfish Har? So I don't even think this question is relevant. I'll tell you why, because we have a principle called Shavi Anafshikhatit Disura. If he's denying that the Kohen was Matirit, then he's going to have to suffer the consequences. And he's never, you know, he's not going to be permitted to have relations, to resume relations with her until he knows that she went to Mikvah. But again, if you ask about Hefsek Ksuba, The Yerushalmi steps in and says the Baal has no credibility to be mafsid on the ksuba. It's all word against his. You would need two eidim. When does the Ramban say that I don't need two eidim? When the Kohen, when we introduce, we invite the Kohen into Bez. That's what I think that last line in the Ran is saying. Now, Rabosai, what we have here is the Rush in Shavuos. And on the top of page 3, the Rashman Shavuos. The odd thing is that both the Rush in Shavuos and the Rashman Shavuos quote the Ramban. And they both say that the Kohen is believed, or the Chacham is believed, to be Machishar. Take a look. I underlined the main parts of the Rush in Masechta Shavuos. He says, Kosem Ramban Zal, Shekibel Kach, he has a Kambol, the Ramban, Dechol Eid Mi Pieta Marishon Kofar, Ein HaSheni HaOmer B'Shmo Nemon. And again, the Rush is not blinking about this. He absolutely embraces the sheet of the Ramban. He's going to write, Hachinami Mistabra, the Ramban is logical. Vehevi Raya, and the Ramban quotes a sugya to prove that the original aid who's being quoted here when he denies it is believed to deny it. What sugya of all sugyas in Shas? How sugya ksubas? May I heed the Armina Biksubas, the Ara Ploni Chacham Tir Liasakesem, the Azul Vishaile, who did we ask? The Kohen. The Ishtaka Shikra, the Kohen denied it. Alma, Afagavdi Mehem, even though originally she was believed to say that the Kohen was Matairah, the Chacham Matairah, but came in the Armina Vishain Ploni. She gives us all the information. She identifies the Kohen. Vishailinu, and we asked them, the Amad Shikru, is she's not believed. She's no longer believed. So this is a Pella. The Rush, who in Masechta Ksubas doesn't even give the Ramban a footnote, he's completely omitted. He's, how do we say, in... non ingrata, what's the phrase?
Persona
non grata. All of a sudden, I open up Tzubis, and
he's the hero.
He's the hero. There's no mention of the Rashba at all. This is an often astira between the Rush and the Rush. And the plot goes thicker. The Rashba himself, on the top page 3, in Masechta Shavuos, contradicts everything he told us in Masechta Tzubis. Because he goes ahead and he says that Aid me P8, if we go back to the original aid, and he denies it, he's believed to deny that he ever made that testimony, that he ever testified. And he says the following. He says, Ukidamrina Biksubis, this is on the fourth line, the Amra Ploni Chacham Tirlius Akesavi Ozel Shailu Ashtakach Shikra, the Iu Mehemi, the Kohen is Behemi, below Iu, and she's not believed. Unbelievable. All of a sudden, the Rashba is singing the song of the Ramban. So for this, the Chelkas Machoke comes up with a brilliant hamtza'ah, some new creation. And he wants to figure out how to reconcile A, the Rush with the Rush in Ksubas and the Rush in Shavuos Eidus, and the Rashba with the Rashba. So again, there's a langa arichas in the Chelkas Machoke, and you're all invited to please spend time in Chavrusa going through the Chalkas Mechokeg. I'm going to try to find the tamtzit, you know, the point, you know, the main punkt, you know, the point of for our conversation today in the Chalkas Mechokeg, which I underline for you. He says, Varosh, Biksubis Viperka Madil, Lokosav Rak, Kigon Sha'omra, Tikein Li. What is it? Again, up until this point, he says, how could the Rashba, I'm sorry, how could the Rush tell us that the Kohen himself is believed, when the Rush himself in Ksuba says, no, we need two Eidim? He says that the Rush in Ksuba is talking about Kigon. The word Kigonia means, I'm going to give you an Ukimta. An Ukimta means Kigon. This was the case that the Rush, the scenario the Rush was talking about. She'omra Tikein Li. Those are the key two words. What does it mean, Tikein Li? See, the word Tikein Li can be one of two things. It can mean that he told me that he was misakin it. My back was turned. Or tikkeli means I saw him doing it on my behalf, the tikkun. Klomar, and that's the latter pshat, says the chagzor. Shanira isi befanai tikkun. I was there, and in my presence, he was misaken. Now he comes along, this accused Kohen, and he says, no, I wasn't misaken. Al-Kain eno nemelak chisha. It's her word against his. That's the Russian Ksupas. And in such a case, we would need two aid.
So you don't believe the Kohen?
We don't believe the Kohen. She'ein ze aid mi pi aid. When do we believe the Kohen? When is the Ramban's thesis absolutely compelling? That's only in the case of Eid Mipiyed. Sharehi Omer Sharasa Shatikin. When is the Ramban activated? When is he correct? Avol Biomeres Ploni Chacham Tierli. I have no way of knowing that this dam is tar. I can only tell you that Ploni told me it's tar. He ain't a yodas im tahorahi. She's not a great scholar to paskin that it's mutter. Rak mipi chacham. I can only base myself on the claim of the chacham, which I heard. Is then, that's already eight mipi eight. Is neman chacham lomer lo amarti lo she tahorahi. I never said it. Ukamosha kosam ramban. The Rush is absolutely justified in Masech Teshvuos in quoting the Ramban, because the case in Masech Teshvuos that the Rush is addressing is Eid Mipi Eid. She has no personal knowledge of the fact that she's Tahora or that there was a Afrashas Trumas and Mises. All she knows is according to her claim, what she heard from the Chacham. The Chacham's denying it. That's Eid Mipi Eid. The Ramban is absolutely correct. And the Rush never doubted it. When did the Rush say that we need to aid him? And the Kohen is not believed, that's when it's hoard against him on the very mitzvah of what happened. He's denying that he was mafresh. She says, I saw you being mafresh. In front of my eyes, you were mafresh. Who do we believe over here? There's no reason, it'll rhyme a reason in the world to believe the Kohen above and not her. When does the Kohen have special nemonis? That's the Rosh in Masech Teshvuos, the Ramban, when she claims, I don't know a beans about what happened over here. I can just tell you that he told me he was Metairet. He told me that he was Mafresh, Trumas, and Maestros. That's already 8 MPA. Then she's relying not on her own knowledge. She's Ba Machmas HaKohen. That's 8 MPA. 8 MPA means, I don't know if my husband died. But I can only tell you that this guy knows my husband died. He told me so.
What did he
say? Have no personal knowledge.
What's his hakosha? What does he say?
He's saying, I never said such a thing.
Well, if you said I never said such a thing, this is not an ABPA, because that's just a direct hakosha. She said
no,
he said
again.
It. He said he
she's
didn't say it.
She's bringing, again, in inverted commas, she's bringing him into Bezd. And she's saying, here's his testimony.
Yeah,
I have no personal knowledge, but except his testimony. Well, he says I never said it. Okay. See, he's denying his Eidus. You can't quote an Eid and say rely on his testimony when he says I didn't give that testimony.
But that's not Eid Mipi Eid.
That's what Eid Mipi Eid is. Eid Mipi Eid means I don't know if my husband died. He told me that my husband died.
That's correct. But if
he comes into Bezdin and he says I never said that he died. Eid Mipi Eid means, again, I use this, don't take me literally here, but I'm saying Eid Mipi Eid means when Shimon brings Reuven into Bezdin and says, don't listen to me, I don't know, I have no personal knowledge, listen to Reuven. Well, I have news for you. We invited Reuven into Bezdin and he denied that he ever said it. So the whole nemonis of Eidus is because you, the Sheni, are quoting the Rishon denies it.
Yeah,
so Ramban is saying that's not so. If she says that he told me I'm Tar, or he told me that he was Mafresh, Trumas, and Maestros, she's basically bringing this Chacham, or this Kohen into Bezdin to testify. That's Eid Mipi Eid. If the Kohen denies it, he's believed to deny it. Where does the Rush insist that we need to aid him? That's when she says, I saw the Afrashas Trumas of Maestros. I know, therefore, with personal knowledge, that this Kriya is Mutter. The Kohen denies it, it's her word against his. In that case, the Rush quotes the Rashba And the Ramban would never deny it. Says the Chelkas Machokik, there's no stira between the Rosh and the Rosh, the Rashba and the Rashba, because they're discussing, addressing two different cases. One case is a case which she has personal knowledge. That's not Eid Mipiyed. The other case is where she doesn't know beans. She's only making a claim that he testified. Again, you take the word testimony, you know, loosely. If you're claiming that he testified, well, let's see what the man has to say. If he denies the testimony, then the Ramban is absolutely right, correct. That's called Eid Mipiyed. That's the Chelkas Machlokes.
Seems to me, Rebbe, there's a little distinction here. I don't want to argue the point, but the
fact good. Is, I'm glad.
I don't want to, but I'll force myself to do it.
Oh, okay. If it's forced,
if she says
we don't want anything that's forced.
If she says the Chacham said that this the dam is tar,
right?
And he says, I told her it was tamei. That's aid and PA, and that's a. But if he says she says he told me it was tar, and he said, I never spoke to her.
Same thing. Let's say she says, I heard from Plony that my husband died. He comes along and he says, I never said it. That is Aid Me P.A. and we believe him.
What if he says, I said I was alive. I said something different.
Then he's believed. Kolshkein. Yeah, but again, that's not the case that we're dealing with. That's a Kolshkein. That's Ugaret. That's Milsa.
The distinction I wanted to understand is because when she names him as the person, as the aide, she, so to speak, puts a stamp of nemanus on him by virtue of, because her halagada depends on him. So therefore she's saying, I believe him, and when I told you this. So therefore you have no right to say he's
again,
alive.
Again, Alan, whether she gives him nemanus and she believes him or not, that's totally irrelevant. She is claiming, here's your aides. The chiddush of Eid Mipiyed is that we rely on her to activate this eidus. Bamedvar mamurim, when the eid is not to be found, but if the eid is here in front of Bezdin, again, I'm giving you an extreme case, and he denies that he ever gave the eidus, certainly he's believed, and that's the sugyan in Shmuz Eidus. The Mela says the Ramban, who adin vuatam, if she claims that Chacham Ploni was mitayar me, and she has no knowledge except for the fact that she heard it from him, that's Eid Mipiyed. When does the Rosh say in the Yerushalmi that we need to aid him? That's a case where she's machish him head on. Where she says, I have personal knowledge. Who, in other words, in effect, it's like she was machish the Truvas of Maisers. What difference does it make if she was machish or she watched someone else being machish? But if she watched him do that frasha, she's claiming, I have personal knowledge. That's not Ba Machmas Aid. Here the aid is not an aid at all. He just did the technical, mechanical act of Hafrasha. You know, it was her Yad HaRichta. I mean, she needed someone to be Mafrish. But basically she's saying, I was Mafrish. That's not what she's saying. She's saying,
I saw the Kesim and I paskin it was not blood.
Yeah, but what are you going to do by the Tchacham?
Right, in that case, she's going to have to say something to the effect that I had a mako, whatever it is. I mean, that we'll have to get into,
so
but you're right,
Joe. For?
But again, if she's claiming that he told me I'm Tahar, that's where the Rosh would agree to the Ramban. He told me I'm Tahar? That's Eidus. And that's Eid Mipiyed. The Beis Shmuel says he doesn't understand why the Chelkas Machokek assumed from the get-go that there's a stira between the Rosh and the Rosh. There is no stira between the Rosh and the Rosh, says the Beis Shmuel. There's no stira between the Rashba and the Rashba. They're both addressing two different issues. The Rosh in Masechta Ksubis is addressing the issue of Hefseid HaKsuba. And that's why the Rosh is very Meduyak in Ksubis. And he says it's an issue of being mafkia mamon. The Mishnah says elu yotzos below ksuva. So you can rely on the Kohen? Chas v'shal. How can you rely on the Kohen? With all due respect to the Kohen, he's only one aid. We need to aid him. The Yerushalmi is absolutely correct. V'kulo b'aid him. What about the Rosh in Masechta Shavuos? The Rosh in Masechta Shavuos is relying on the Ramban without blinking because he's talking about the issue of Iser of Tumah. He's not talking about Mamun. We already saw in the Beis Yosef that the Beis Yosef made a tremendous effort to establish that there is no machlokus between the Ran, quoting the Rashba, and the Ramban. The Rashba and the Ran and the Ramban are addressing two different issues. Whereas the Rashba says we can't rely on the Kohen as far as Hefsek Ksuv is concerned, because in Dini Mamas you can't be Mafkia Mamon with anything less than two Eidim. The Ramban is addressing the issue, let's rely on the Kohen to establish that she's Tmeya, because the whole reason would be we're thinking and she's thinking that she's Tahor is because of this Chacham. The Chacham says, I saw the Dam and she's Tmeya. Says the Beit Shmuel, I don't understand what is the Chalkas L'Chokin racking his brains about here. He spends 20 lines presenting a steer on the Rosh. There's no steer in the Rosh. The Rosh is talking about one issue in Masechta Ksuvos. He's talking about a different issue in Masechta Shvuos. Again, is everybody on board with me? That's the Beit Shmuel. I just want to add one thing. I don't like this Beit Shmuel. I'll tell you why. Because let's read the Rosh and Shvuos one more time. The Rosh and Shvuos, which are again on the bottom of your page 2, says the following. Kosar Rambansal, Shekibel Kach, the Eid Mipiedim, Arishon Kofar, Ein Asheni Omer B'Shmo Nem, which again, according to Beit Shmuel, we're talking about Tumo Labayla. Fine. But Vehevi Raya, his proof is Me'ahu De'amrina B'Ksubis, the Amra Ploni Chacham, and the Gemara says over there, Ozil V'Shaili, V'Shtakat Shikra, says the Ramban. What's Ozil V'Shaili? Who do we ask? We asked him. We asked that very Kohen, that very Chacham. This is the Rosh in Masechta Shvuos, quoting the Ramban, and the Ramban's Raya is from the Sugya in Ksubis. Again, Rabbi said the Sugya in Ksubis is explicitly addressing what issue? Mamon, Hefsek Ksuba, and the proof that the Kohen is believed is from the fact that he's believed to be Yotzeis B'lo Ksubis and Overis Al Das Yehudis. So the Beit Shmuel is very odd to accept the Beit Shmuel that the Rosh is talking about Isul Abayla when the Ramban quoted by the Rosh is building his whole case on the Gemara in Ksubis, and the Gemara in Ksubis is clearly addressing the issue of Hefsek Ksuba, and how you tell me name. The Rosh is saying we should believe the Kohen only as far as Isur and Tumah is concerned. When the Rosh is quoting the Ramban, and at the end he says, V'chein Mistaber. V'chein Mistaber what? V'chein Mistaber, I mean the Ramban is giving a credence to the claim of the Kohen, and he's basing that on the Sugin Ksubas, it means that he's believed even as far as Hefsek Ksubas is concerned. I wouldn't put the Chelkas Mechokek here into early retirement. The Chelkas Mechokek is very alive and well. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we're going to stop here. The only last pieces that I want to do with you. Again, I don't know if next week you'll have koich to go back to this sugya. Usually, you know, when you spend all those koiches and you're finally exhausted and you start a new week, let's start with a new sugya. But in pure theory, the Beit Shmuel at the end of this presentation quotes a Rambam. And I printed for you the Rambam on the bottom of your page 3, the top of page 4, together with the Bir Agra on page 4. And the Rambam seems to indicate a more extreme view of the Ramban as far as Hefsek Ksuba, because if you'll be careful, the Rambam is addressing the issue of Hefsek Ksuba, and I underline the words in Aluch Yud Aleph that after we ask the Kohen and the Kohen denies it, the Achar Sha'ochal, the Baal ate this food that she put in front of him. Baal, he had relations with Shaal Oso Ploni. We asked that Kohen. The Amar Lolo Hayu Dvar Meolam. And he denies the whole story. And this is the Rambam talking about Hefsek Ksuba. Mind you, this is not a Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Bia and Hilchas Nida. This is a Rambam in Hilchas Ishus. And if you take a look at the previous halacha, which I tried to squeeze in on the bottom of page 3, you'll see that the Rambam is talking about Ein Lo Ksuba. And Halacha Yud Aleph, he goes on to say that these are the cases where she forfeits her Ksuba. And it's all based on the fact that we asked the Kohen, and he said, Lo Hayu Dvar Meolam. I mean, certainly, you know, you can't tell me, you want to get away with the Ramban and say, oh, the Ramban is talking about Isur Tumah. Because the whole heter of the Tara here is because of the Chacham, and he's saying, no, she's Tmeya. That maybe you could fit into the Ramban. Again, I find it difficult, but you can fit into the Ramban. Again, we go back to the Ran's Aval that we spoke about. But be that as it may, in the Ramban, you have no recourse over here. And the question is always going to be, you know, what's the source for this halacha that the Kohen is believed even to be mafsid haksuba? And b'dini momentus, we have a klal that we need to aid them. What's the source for this halacha? So again, if it's not the Ramban, then it's certainly the Ram, and that the Beis Shmuel, you know, has to tip his, you know, he has to admit that this is the Rambam. Shita can't deny that. Okay, Rav Osai, we'll stop here. Shkoyach. Thank you so much.